Yeah, because you're going to find a lot of repeaters up here that aren't even active. And the thing is, it's hard to get pairings. But, you know, some people use it just for experimenting, you know. It's like some of them aren't really tall on towers. I know one guy, they put one up over in Kalkaska just to talk to his dad, you know. I mean, it's just very interesting. It's like I didn't even know we had one here on the other side of Torch Lake one day. I was scanning, and I'm like, wow, that's clear. That's neat. And then they took it off air. They had a place over on the other side of Torch and stuff. But, yeah, you get a lot of that up here. And sometimes they don't re-enlist their repeaters either because of they just don't want to. I know if you go to the Michigan Repeater Council, or I forget, the MIARC, you can see all the repeaters in the state, ones that aren't even licensed, or they're in decoordination or something. There's a lot of that around.